paragraph hey aval yesh shemo'irim me'ashena al yedei sipurim aisyas shem bechinas bekerav shonim bechinas shivim shonim shivim ponim la'toira. Rabbeinu Zal says over there in Likut Imran that sometimes tzaddikim wake people up spiritually through stories that are recent stories, bekerev shanim, from recent years, meaning from within 70 years, meaning that these stories are related, are associated with the 70 faces of the Torah, the 70 interpretations of the Torah. That's one level of story. Aval yesh, but Rabbeinu Zal says, aval yesh shenoflu mikol hashivim ponim. But sometimes you can have a Jew that has fallen, that has unplugged himself from all 70 channels of the Torah. The person has fallen away from all shivim ponim of the Torah. Shetzrichim lo'iraram, just like the story that Rabbeinu Zal quotes there about Choni Amagel, who fell asleep for 70 years. He said, because the Jews had been in exile at the time, the Golus Bavel, which was 70 years. And Dovid HaMelech writes in Tehillim, B'shuv Hashem Hashiv HaSiyon, when we returned to Eretz Yisrael, Hayinu Kecholim, we felt like dreamers, we felt like it was a dream. So the Gemara says, Choni HaMagel read that, and he said, what are they talking about? What are they talking about? The 70 years in exile felt like a dream? Is there anybody that sleeps for 70 years? And the Gemara says, Hashem decided to show him. Hashem showed him. He was traveling with his donkey, and he came to a place, and he was very tired. He lay down, and a rock covered him, and he fell asleep for 70 years. And Rabbeinu Zal explains over there that this was teaching him that there are certain people who fall asleep for 70 years, meaning they unplug themselves from all 70 connections to the Torah, all 70 interpretations of the Torah. Shetzrichim lo'iraram b'sipurei ma'isiyos shel shonim kadmoinios. When we want to wake up those people, when we want to wake up a person who's in that kind of sleep, you have to wake him up with ancient, ancient stories, with stories that go back to the beginning of time. Shehein bechinas shoyresh shel kol hashivim ponim la'toira. Those stories are the source from which the 70 faces of the Torah receive their light, hanimshach mehem, which come from those stories. V'chol hageulois, all the redemptions of the Jewish people, Shehem Bechinas is Oiros Hashena, which are an example of waking up from sleep, Kulam Hoyo Ho'ikar Al Yidei Bechinas Sipurei Maisiyos Shel Bekerev Shonim. All of them were affected by the stories of recent times, those lower level stories. U'machmazeh Hoyo Achareim Churban. And because those redemptions were only related to the lower level stories, that's why even after the Jews were redeemed, even after we got a Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. It was destroyed once, it was destroyed twice. Ki afal pi shatzadikim osku bagula, because even though the tzadikim were involved in bringing about the redemption, ubifrat Moshe Rabbeinu, especially Moshe Rabbeinu, shekoilel kol hagulois, where taking the Jews out of Egypt was koilel all the different redemptions, shekulam al yodoi, that all the geulois are all associated with Moshe Rabbeinu, bevadai yodu gam bechina sipurei ma'isis shel shonim kadmonios. Moshe Rabbeinu and these other tzaddikim certainly knew the stories of shonim kadmonios. So why didn't they use it? Aval adayin lo higia ho'eis lasik boze b'shleimosos b'shas yitzies Mitzrayim kidei sheyir gu'ula shleima she'en achrei golus. However, Moshe Rabbeinu realized and understood that the time had not yet come to use those nuclear stories, to use those super powerful stories, the stories that come from Shanu Kadmonius, from the earliest of times, to bring about the geula, which would have been a permanent geula, that there wouldn't have been any exile after it. Ki oz adayin hoyo koyde matan Torah, because the Jewish people had not yet received the Torah at that time. Shadayin lo yhischil lehizgalois shum ponam me'atorah, and therefore none of the 70 faces of the Torah had really started to be being revealed in the world at all. But rather, the entire Torah at that point in time was still very hidden. There were only very few people in each generation that knew about it. The Torah was in an incredible state of hiddenness. Alkein loy hoyo be'efsher lahamshich lohor miyad sipur emaisis hagvoyim shel shon kamonis now. That's why it wasn't yet possible to tap into those stories from Shonim Kadmonios, which would have brought about a grand slam, which would have brought about a gula, a final gula. That's why the gula from Mitzrayim and these other gulas were brought about by the lower level stories, the stories that are from Bekerev Shonim, Shehem Bechina Shivim Ponim La Torah, the stories that are related to the 70 channels of the Torah. Then, after the Jews went out of Egypt, through that, through the stories of Bekerev Shonim, they were zoche to get to a point where they were ready to receive the Torah on Har Sinai, on Shavuos. Ve'oz nizgalu b'chinas hashivim ponim la'Torah. And that's where Hashem revealed the 70 faces of the Torah. Kamo shekosov, as the pasuk says, ponim beponim dibur Hashem imochem. Hashem spoke to you face to face. Face to face meaning he showed you his faces. That's the real fulfillment of waking up from sleep. Because when the Jews are in exile, which is a state of spiritual sleep, it's impossible to wake them up by teaching them Torah straight, giving it to them straight. Therefore, when the Jewish people are in a state of exile, when we're in Yerida, we're in spiritual sleep, the way to reach us is through stories. And through the stories, we are woken up from our sleep. And then, and we get out of exile. And then, as soon as we get out of exile, from sleep, out of sleep, oz megalin haTorah, then they reveal to us the Torah, the regular Torah, shehoisa melubeshes basipurei maisis, which was covered up, which was hidden in those stories. Shezeo bechinas matan Torah achar yitzias Mitzrayim. This is the whole concept of why matan Torah had to take place after yitzias Mitzrayim. Achar shesiper kol hamaisias hakdoshim mi bereshis ad matan Torah. After we had been told already all of those stories from bereshis till matan Torah. Aval ikar kol hamaisias vizgalos haTorah al yodom. But the essence of all of those stories and the Torah revelation that came through them was from Bekerev Shonim, was from that lower level of stories. Afal pi shenelom umerumos bohem gam sipurei maisias shel shonim kadmonios. Even though the truth is that in those stories from Bereshis till Matan Torah, in those stories is also hidden stories of the other type, of the higher level type, the Mishanu Kadmonios, Shehem Shoyresh Hakoil, which are the source of everything. Shoyresh Kol Hashivim Ponim. They're the source from which all 70 faces of the Torah come from and draw from. Afal Pikein, but still, Iker Hagu'ula Vehisoyrus Hashena. Moshe Rabbeinu's bringing about the Geula at that time and the waking us up from sleep came mostly from the lower level stories, the stories of Bekerev Shonim. כי קודם מתן תוירה אי אפשר להסחל מסיפורי מיישי של שונם קדמוני סנאל. Because before מתן תוירה, it's impossible to start from that those higher level stories. It's too way out. ועל כן, therefore, since the redemption came about only through the lower level stories, היו אחר כך כמה גוליות. Therefore, it wasn't a final redemption, but rather we went through many exiles after that. Ad shebonu lagolus ha'oroi chomar hazeh, until we arrived at this final, long, bitter exile that we're going through today. Ve'ikra hagolus nimshach al yedei hanefoshois shenoflu al yedei taivoiseyem lebechina shene gedoyla. And the main golus, the main exile, is about those Jewish souls who, as a result of their desires and everything, they've fallen into a major, major sleep, a major spiritual sleep. Shenoflu mikol hashivim ponim latoyra. And they've become disconnected and disassociated with all 70 faces of the Torah. They've become totally distant from Torah. She'ef shelo iroram kim al yedei sipurei maishi shel shonim kadmonios. Whereby, at this point, it's impossible to inspire them, to motivate them, to wake them up, without bringing out the heavy artillery, those super stories, the stories mishonim kadmonios. Now we could understand why Moshe Rabbeinu refused the mission. When Hashem first offered him the mission of taking the Jews out of Egypt, out of Golus, he kept saying, no, I don't want to do this. Please, Hashem, no, thank you. V'omar, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Shlach no biyad tishlach. Please, send the one that you're going to send. Don't send me. I don't want to do this. Why? What's that all about? Ki yoda she'i efshir ligmoyer ha'geula b'shleimusaz. Because Moshe Rabbeinu knew that if he takes the Jews out of Egypt now, it's not going to be finished. We're going to win a battle, but the war is not going to be over in the long run. He knew that it's not going to be a final geula. V'zeh b'chinas ekye asher ekye. And this is why when Moshe Rabbeinu said to Hashem, if the Jews ask me, what's your name? What should I tell them? Hashem said, ekye asher ekye. The word ekye means I will be. Not I am. Not I am. I will be. Do ano zomin lemehevi. I am preparing to be. Zeh b'chinas sipurei ma'aseh hasanal. This is a remez. This hints to those stories shebohem melubosh ve'ne'elam ha'toira, in which is hidden Torah. V'alkein hu b'chinas ekye. And this is why Hashem used the name ekye, shehu b'chinas helam ve'ibur. Kemuva b'kisvei ha'arizal. The Arizal explains that Hashem has different names. Hashem has the name Yud Kei Vav Kei, which denotes the present, the presence, the present. Now, I am, I exist. The name Ekye, which means literally I will be, is like Lahavdil, when a woman is pregnant and she has this baby inside of her. Right now, the baby's sort of nothing. You know, with our physical eyes, we look, she's pregnant. There's no child yet. The child is gonna be. It's gonna be. Something has started. There's something in motion, but it isn't yet. It's gonna be. When its term is completed, when it matures, it's going to be a human being. That's this concept of Ibur, pregnancy, and Ha'alama, hidden. So that's the name that Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu at that time. If the Jews ask, who I am, you want to know who I am? I'm Ekye, meaning I'm in this state of Ibur and Haloma. Just like a story, just like these stories, have Torah inside of them, Be'ibur, Be'haloma, in this hidden state. Kishom adayin lo nizgala ha-Torah, shehu shmo dekut shebrichu. Because in the name Ekye, the Torah is not yet revealed. which the Torah is called the name of Hashem, which is the name Yud Kei Vav Kei. That's Hashem's most basic name. But rather, at that point, things were still in a state called Ekye. Ano zomen lemhevi. I'm going to be. She'osid lehizgalois. It's going to be revealed. And as Hashem wanted to make it perfectly clear to the Jewish people that what you're going to be seeing, the fireworks that you're going to see in Mitzrayim, that ain't it. The real fireworks is going to be in 50 days. On Shavuos, that's going to be fireworks. That's going to be Hizgalus. That's going to be revelation. That's when Hashem is going to say, Onoichi Hashem Eloikecha Yud Kei Vav Kei. But for now, we're in Ekye mode. We're in pregnancy. We're in hidden. We're hidden. Just like a story, just like these stories that have the Torah hidden inside of them. She'osid lehizgalos. It's going to be revealed. Kishizgalu sisrei ha-Torah ha-melubashim b'sipurei ma'asiyos ha-ksuvim ba-Torah. When those secrets of Torah that are cloaked and that are hidden in these stories that are written in the Torah, uvechol divrei rabbeisenu zal, and throughout the words of our rabbis. V'zehu shtei pomim ekye. Now you'll understand also why Hashem used the name Ekye, Asher Ekye. Why does he say Ekye twice? Based on what we're learning, it's clear. Because we learned that there's two types of stories. Remember, the story is the pregnancy. The story has in it hidden the Torah, just like the woman who has hidden inside of her the baby. So we have two kinds of Sipurei Maaseis. Ki ekye echod ze b'china Sipurei Maaseis shel bekerav shonim. One ekye corresponds to the stories of more recent times. Ve'ekye sheni ze b'china Sipurei Maaseis shel shon kadmonios. The second ekye represents the stories, the ancient stories. Shaydeze tie hageula hashleimo she'ono metzapem eileo. It's through those stories of shon kadmonios that's what's going to bring about the final geula, which we're all yearning for and hoping for. Vezehu, and this is why the Gemara says, you know what Ekye Asher Ekye means? Ekye imohem b'tzorazu, I will be with them throughout this problem. Asher ehye imohem b'shibud malchiyos legolim isham. And I will also be with them throughout all their other exiles. I'll be with them to take them out of all the future exiles. Ki ikar hakiyum begolus zeh, because the main thing that keeps us alive, that sustains us in this exile, the ikar hatikva lotzeis meagolus, and the main thing that gives us hope that we're going to get out of exile is, hu al yidei bechinoi sipurei maisiyos hagvoyim anal, is through these stories, these very, very deep stories, Shehem Bechina Sipurei Maaseis Shel Shon Kadmonios, which are referred to as these stories of ancient times. This is why Rabbein Azal, towards the end of his life, said to his students, I've given you all my Torahs and everything, and I see you're still not where I want you to be. Time to bring out the heavy artillery. Time to start telling stories. And that's when he told those 13 stories, you know, over a period of a year or two, approximately the last 2 years of Rabbein Azal's life, is when he went on to tell each one of those stories, which each one of them was a major, major revelation of these Sipurei Maaseis Mishon Kadmonios, which would be one of the most important ingredients in bringing about the final geula. Yes. Rabbein Azal said clearly that he's told these stories in Yiddish and he wanted them written down in Yiddish because he wanted available especially for the women. He said that the women should be able to read this and thereby it would help them in this issue and in all kinds of issues. This is mamish the deepest, most powerful, most potent medicine in a sense that Rabbein Azal revealed for Pekidas HaKoris especially, for that problem. Today, Baruch Hashem, we have it available in English and in other languages also. And this is one of the Sforim that Rabbein Atal made it perfectly clear is definitely also and especially for the women.